True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dottillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We had the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Want to remind everybody, if you come here Thursday night, got a shot to win $70,000 in their slipper kind of pick'em deal here. And so if you're in the area, come on by. They got the Jeep and car show out in the back, and along if you a line dancer, they got that going on too. But 70 grand on the line here at the Silver Slipper on our Oakwood Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line. The voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers, Chris Blair. Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, no, great to join you. It was a great weekend. It was nice to enjoy a big-time win and a big-time game. And, you know, now the season, the seal's been broken. We're going to start to move fast.
Now, when you look at, like, Coach Kelly at a significant win, like his era, I mean, was that the biggest win? You could say, well, maybe, you know, over Alabama 2022. But I don't know, to me, boy, this is impressive, and to me, in the Coach Kelly era, it was the biggest win.
Got some trouble with our phone lines, apparently, because this is the second time I know yeah. It's happened with Chris.
We're fumbling. We're minus two in the turnover margin?
We minus two in the turnover margin. But, yeah, Bob, we've talked about it before, what it means to Coach Kelly, because – and he sort of put some pressure on himself.
He did.
And on his team.
No, he did. Because, Mike, he didn't want to be the sixth straight season opening defeat.
No, did not want that.
And
but to do it on the road, man, that makes it even tougher.
No, and it's going to be, you got to bring it, and the fans want to see these type games. Well, guess what? Next year, Clemson comes to the real Death Valley. Clemson comes to Baton Rouge. The fans, the TV, they won that. I mean, you know, Mike, when you think about it, that's the kind of games. Listen, now maybe the coaches don't like it. Texas is still in the playoff hunt. Clemson's still in the playoff hunt. But look, didn't you want to watch Ohio State and Texas? And
then everybody wanted to watch.
And it doesn't matter if you didn't win the game.
Okay,
because you have 12 teams.
We had Acme Oyster House. There were people there waiting. They had finished their food. They wanted to see the end of the Texas Ohio State game.
Right.
That's how important it was. Yeah. Let's go back to our Oakwood Hard Jewelers talking text line. Got Chris Blair back with us. Chris, what Bobby brought up was the fact that you think this is the biggest win in the Brian Kelly era here at LSU.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be – I mean, yes, I think you can make an argument for that. I don't want to be victim, you know, of the moment. But, I mean, obviously, you've gone 3 years without winning the opening game and probably, I think, you know, in my opinion, the toughest of the opening games you've had up to this point because you were actually at Clemson, not at a neutral site, against the top five teams. So, yeah, I think you can put it in there. I mean, you know, it's hard to remember the win over Alabama because it was – 3 years ago, I thought last year's win over Ole Miss, when everybody had already crowned Ole Miss as the team to really make a move for the SEC title in a college football spot, were also two pretty big wins against two pretty good teams. But I think all things considered, you know, just getting that monkey off their back.
And I think we might have dropped out again.
I think we might have dropped out again yeah. with Chris Blair. But I get where Chris is going with this, in that, yeah, you can make a pretty strong argument with it. Now, it's don't get any hangover with it. Louisiana Tech, okay, you know you better than them, but go out and make it work and get better, I think, especially along the lines, because that was the question mark. Their offensive line play, get some continuity up front. Also, Bob, I think it gives you an opportunity to play young players.
Yes, so you know what? You got to make the game over by halftime. You know what I mean? It can't be like, oh, LSU wins easily, or they hands down, it wasn't really in jeopardy. Even, you know, Louisiana Tech with their 37.5-point favorite. But don't let them, like, hang around. Because, Mike, you know, you don't want it to be like it's in the middle of the third quarter and LSU's winning by 10 points.
No.
No. You got to have it over, because it could be player development over by halftime. And then that's when you get some experience on the back end, and you can provide depth.
We're going to go to a break, and then we'll come back and try to get Chris Blair back on with us here on Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be here in a few more minutes on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line. We're going to try this one more time, Chris. We got some technical things happening. Hopefully this will work out. Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Tigers. Bob, you got a question for Chris?
Yeah, I don't know. I forgot what I originally even asked him.
Chris, we got to go back to
Hey, Chris, this is what I wanted to ask you. You know what I was so encouraged by? Is how when I look, you get a bunch of all-stars. And that's what the transfer portal, name, image, and likeness is the continuity on the team and on the defense. I thought that they looked fast, they played fast, they played like they've been playing together, like a, you know how they fit like a glove. That's what I'm really encouraged by. And look at the opponent in a hostile environment. It didn't look like, that's why I got to give the coaching staff a lot of credit. It looks like they come together. It's like they've been playing together at a high, very high level.
Yeah, Bobby, I mean, I think obviously that was the biggest question mark. And for all of us who watched fall camp this year, we were optimistic that, yeah, this defense is, you know, they look like they played together. And goodness knows a lot of the key pieces were, you know, brought out of the transfer portal. So, you know, that was one of the first things that we all noticed very early on in that game. I think the offense, which I'm sure we'll talk about, you know, took a little while to kind of get those first game, you know, issues out of the way. But defensively, you know, Blake Baker was dialing up pressure early and often. And it was interesting that, you know, he won the game with pressure on that final play to get the turnover on downs. But that was something that they were able to do, you know, that they weren't able to do the last couple of years. In fact, on that first incredible corner blitz, I thought it's the first time I've seen a corner blitz in a while because they just didn't trust the people on the back end to fill that space. So, yeah, the defense looked like they played a couple of games together, and I think that's what probably has gotten all the attention from the rest of the college football talking heads who were kind of waiting on, don't tell me, show me. Well, I think the LSU defense on Saturday night holding Clemson to 31 rushing yards, at least in week one, they showed you.
Yeah, Chris, one of the things, or I should say two of the things really stood out to me. One is the play of Mansoor Delane, and I'd watched him play at Virginia Tech, and he was a really good player there. Now, he played all over the board. He was an outside corner. He played in the slot. He played free safety. Man, he was a shutdown guy. And basically, okay, he gave up one reception. He came up with an interception. So, hey, you can crisscross that across. The other thing, too, I understand why Clemson didn't want A.J. Halsey to play. Man, he was a dynamo player in the second half against the Tigers up north.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, when you go back and break down the film, I got a chance to watch it yesterday. I'm like, you know, there were times where A.J. Halsey, depending on where he was in that second half, I mean, Klubnik wasn't even looking anywhere in that direction. And I'll be honest with you, I think the freshman Pickett, who we didn't call a lot, and the reason we didn't was when he was on the field, he was locking guys down at the corner position as a true freshman with incredible size and athleticism. So kudos to Corey Raymond. You know, I thought the secondary, again, being able to trust that your secondary can, you know, hold down a really talented group of receivers to give the guys like Harold Perkins Jr., and the Weeks brothers, you know, the opportunity to disrupt things either at the line of scrimmage or certainly in the offensive backfield. And I didn't feel like Cade Klubnik looked comfortable all night long. You know, he made a couple of decent throws and credit him for doing so, but it wasn't as if he was able to do anything but drop three steps and try to fire quickly or try to extend the play, and LSU was right there on him. But I think a lot of that goes towards the play of the secondary.
You know, Chris, and now looking on the offensive side, while I'm also encouraged, because obviously the question mark on the offensive line, how the offensive line, I wasn't worried about the quarterback, I wasn't worried about Durham, the running back, or the weapons we have in the passing game, the receiver, but what I was encouraged is the offensive line. How, you know, we had all these all-stars last year, but they couldn't run block. I don't know. They
weren't physical.
Yes. And what I like, and like Coach Kelly said, we control the second half with our offensive line. Then you throw in there, had five new starters on the line. Boy, I how well they run block. You know, it wasn't like, you know, it was totally gashing. It was tough yardage. But I'm looking at Durham, Kane Durham. What, he had 74 yards on 17 attempts, but that's over 4 yard average. So if that continues, that's going to be Nussmeier's best friend. And I just look at that. Obviously, you look at the skill people. But I'm telling you, with this kind of defense and offensive line, if we win those battles, how can we not have hopes for the future and the postseason just based on what I saw? And I know it's small sample size, one game, but our offensive line and what they did when we were running the football, because look at Clemson. They got NFL defensive players, and we play in that environment. And, no, we deserve to win. The better team won. When you look at both sides of the ball, the whole thing, you look at the 60 minutes in totality, no, it would have been shame on the football gods. We wouldn't have won this game because LSU deserved to win. And then, I don't know, Chris, what's the catch? Oh, come on. That's a touchdown.
That's a horrible call.
I mean, come on.
Horrible.
I was like ready to break the lamp in the living room. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it was a horrible call. I mean, it is. I mean, the SEC, I don't know if they'll even address it or put out a statement. You know, sometimes they do, most times they don't. But it was a horrible call, and they missed it. And, you know, the bad thing was is not only I think the side judge who came in and said it was down at the 1 foot line, I'll give him a little bit of a break because he had two really big guys coming at him at full speed. So he thought he was, you know, probably didn't see him knock the pylon out. But at worst, it was, you know, down at the foot line. But to say it was an incomplete pass is a blundering mistake by the SEC officials on the field. And frankly, the collaborative, I put in quotes, replay back in Birmingham. But, you know, to your point earlier, I think the two big question marks going into this game and ultimately for this season was, one, that offensive line, and the second was the defense, and more particularly the secondary. So we've talked about how good both of those played. And, you know, talking to Coach Kelly and some of the coaches during fall camp, they said, hey, look, yeah, we'd love to have, you know, a first-round draft pick on this offensive line. You know, we're going to miss Will Campbell. We're going to miss Emory Jones. But, you know, as a whole group, they really felt like this offensive line was better. And when you look at this Clemson team, and, you know, time will tell how good Clemson is this year. I mean, I don't think whoever lost the game this past Saturday season, you can make much of a judgment. I think it was two really good teams loaded with a lot of talent. But that front seven for Clemson defensively, if you listen to the guys who, you know, rate these drafts and who's going to play Sunday football, they like a lot of those guys. And I thought LSU held their own and basically had them on their heels the whole night. So, you know, when I look at these rosters, tell me which team is going to have a better front seven. There may be as good a front seven, but who's head and shoulders better, at least on paper, than that Clemson front seven? And I thought the run game was good enough. Obviously, they want to get better. But I thought it was impressive the way LSU was able to just dictate the terms of engagement and impose their will most of that night. And I agree with you. You know, you give us that touchdown, if you don't have that drop by Chris Hilton, you know, that game probably looks like we all felt like it at halftime and at the end of the game. But, hey, you know, I had an old coach a long time ago tell me 17 is more than 10, and he'll take it every time. And I'm sure Brian Kelly and the Tigers are happy to do so.
Yeah, Chris, we saw a lot of 12 personnel, and I think we'll see that this year with the two tight ends. I know Coach Kelly, when he's come on with us, has talked about, I want to do more of that at LSU. Didn't have the personnel maybe to do it in the past. But now, with Tre'Davious Green, who is an unbelievable weapon, short yardage, red zone, and then Bauer Sharp. I saw him at Southeastern, and so I told this to Coach Selfo after year one, he ain't never going to be here much longer. Sure enough, he wasn't that long. He was at Oklahoma and then transferred to LSU. That has got to really sit well with Nussmeier, because you have those two big target guys that can run the middle of the field, and in short yardage situation, if it's third and four, they get you 5 yards, move the chains.
Yeah, no, that's the best quarterback's best friend. It's an outlet.
Yep.
You know, like a pass receiving running back of those tight ends. Because let's say you're struggling pass protecting, Chris. You know, you gotta lean upon those guys, because they just get open quicker. They're right there.
Yeah, I mean, I think the best thing about, you know, the having those two guys, and we even saw some three tight end when they got deep in the red zone, but I think those are going to be your mainstays. But, you know, having Sharp there and seeing the ability of him, I know he had the fumble, but he does have the ability to catch the ball, which is nice. But, you know, you have more of a physical tight end. And I'll give Tre'Davious Green some credit now. He certainly is giving his all to go in there and lay a block when called upon. And as he gets better with that part of the game, yeah, I think it's nothing but an added benefit and probably one of those weapons. We knew Tre'Davious was, when you're 6'7" and as big as he is and has the vertical in those type situations, including the go-ahead touchdown on Saturday. We're going to see a bunch of that this year, and good luck to any defensive coordinator who can go find somebody to shut that down, you know, time after time after time. But I think the ability to have those two get different guys and be in 12 personnel and have the ability to lead block if Garrett's going to run a zone read, maybe, as we saw, pull and run, which was also a great sign on Saturday. Didn't see it much, but we did see it one time for sure. It just goes to show you. I mean, guys, I try to be cautiously optimistic every single year, but as I started going through the two deep way back in at the end of spring and certainly at the start of fall camp, when you start to look at these position groups on both sides of the ball, including special teams, you got some playmakers out there. You know, I think a lot of people certainly probably want to see the playbook open up a little bit, not to nitpick over a 17-team win over obviously a top five opponent. But we didn't see a lot of the vertical passing. And maybe I'll talk to Coach Kelly a little bit tomorrow and then later on in the week. And maybe it was one of those deals where it just wasn't there or there was no need to force it. But we saw some of the huge weapons they have at their disposal on display. And I just, again, my biggest takeaway was the offensive line allowing just one sack against a very good front seven. And the fact that, you know, that defense just wore Clemson out. I mean, they just kept coming snap after snap after snap. And it's been a long time since I think LSU fans have seen an aggressive style defense that tackled. There was only a handful of missed tackles on the night, which was also a great sign, but they were in position and they were dictating. I mean, it was, they took away a high powered offense by saying, we're just going to disrupt you on every single snap. Everything you want to do, we're going to throw a wrench in, and you're going to have to make spectacular play after spectacular play. And that's a tall ask for any team.
Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always great to hear from you. And, hey, this have no hangover. Get that W against Louisiana Tech. Thanks so much, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris.
You got it, guys. Always a pleasure.
Thanks so much. Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.